Hello everybody, I'm Alfred, and I would like to address the attitude some people have towards Gabby Petito. And you know, a fellow tweeted, "If you are white, think about it in your own experience first. Can you name a single person who was reported missing that was not a white woman? I'm guessing most of you cannot. Non-white women and men of any race don't get this saturation level of coverage on cable and everywhere else." Now, my response to this is very simple. You see, the reason is that the killers of those who are African Americans and those who carry out violence towards African Americans are also African Americans. That is why that gets swept under the rug. How many thousands of people have been killed in Chicago since George Floyd, and actually as a result of the war on the police, this defund the police movement that fueled the increase in deaths? What coverage does that get? When someone talks about it, it's, oh, that is right-wing media, oh, that is conspiracy theory, oh, that is a conservative speaking, you know, it doesn't matter. You throw that away. So thousands upon thousands. Then on the little occasion where you see the person who is the shooter is white, or the person who is in some way or shape or form responsible for that person's death or demise is white or non-white, then you see all the media coverage. You see, I mean, think about George Floyd himself. So that kind of rhetoric is crazy. It's actually the other way around. You see, and you have to understand, just because African Americans, you know, keep quiet and condone crime within themselves, you know, chocolate on chocolate crime, you know, those who have chocolate skin, you know, killing other people who have chocolate skin, just because they do that, doesn't mean that white people too should then begin to be quiet and condone, you know, crime within their own communities, you know, when a vanilla skin person kills another vanilla skin person, you know. That is not going to happen, and it's good that that doesn't happen, you know. Trying to encourage that to happen is what this fellow is doing, and it's crazy. You see, are you saying that, you know, because the female is white, her life, you know, is less valuable than the fellow who is African American? That is clearly the case. And you know, people don't even care about morality and right or wrong anymore. You know, all people seem to care about is their rhetoric. They want to push that BLM nonsense, you know, and virtue signal in that BLM way, and that is all they care about. You don't care about doing what is right. You know, if you want to carry this energy about reporting, you know, when crimes are committed against white people, understand that the person who carried out the crime is also white, you know. But if you want to carry out this energy, take it also with when African Americans are busy committing abortions or joining gangs and killing each other. You see, shooting each other, all the drive-by shootings, address that. This weekend, there's probably going to be quite a number of drive-bys and gang shootings, and there will be no media coverage about that. But if the shooter, the day that the policeman shoots a gang member and kills that gang member, that will be all over the news. Then Black Lives Matter will come out. You know, but of course now Black Lives Matter seems to have taken a rest, you know, of sorts. You know, now that the elections are over and the party that those who fund the Black Lives Matter wanted to win have won. So I guess that all of that has subsided, you know, in spite of the fact that things have gotten worse for African Americans. You know, Charlamagne the racist is no longer complaining on the Breakfast Club about, you know, how racist America is now that they have their Biden in power. That being said, for more, check out alfred.vip.